Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The livestock industry in Kentucky continues to be a strong factor in many farming operations. University of Kentucky ag economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says the equine industry is continuing to grow.
Strong numbers kind of lead to strong numbers. And I think those strong sales numbers for 2018 will actually, you know, bid themselves back somewhat into stud fees and sales for 2019. So it's been a strong market. Last year when I was making my receipt forecast for our group here, I think my ballpark number came in at like $980 million or something like that. So I'm going to call it $1 billion and do it. All right, and it came in just under $1 billion, but I'm going to guarantee $1 billion this year.
Dr. Burdine says the dairy industry continues to struggle across the state.
Numerous producers lost contracts with Deans. Some did find markets, some didn't. We lost some producers there. At the same time, though, and I think it's important to understand this, that even outside of that, you know, it's been a super challenging year. And we've lost some folks just simply because it's been a tough year in the dairy markets.
He adds the poultry industry continues to be a real positive in the livestock sector.
I think I had poultry at something like $1.2 billion for 18. It'll be higher, I think, in 2019. You know, lenders still view it pretty favorably. It is a sector that I think is attracting some younger folks in. You can add a poultry operation on a fairly small amount of acreage and bring a child back to the farm or something like that, wants to come back to the farm. And it complements a grain operation very well, which is very nice, right? So all those things, I think, kind of fall in together there and make this a pretty positive outlook in terms of likely growth.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
UK ag economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says many people may not realize how hard the hog industry was hit in 2018.
I always watch Eastern Corn Belt prices kind of as my baseline. Kind of the light blue line here again is 2018, but they've kind of been in this $60-$65 per hundredweight range on a carcass basis. And in my opinion, that's probably at about production cost. So we're at, I think, roughly a break even for most of our hog operations.
He adds the beef cattle industry fared better for part of 2018.
We spent the first few months, not surprisingly, because we were so low in 2017, first 3 months, we saw better prices then. But even throughout the year, I was surprised how well these calf markets held up. Not that they're great, okay, but given production increases and the trade disruptions we dealt with, I thought they were pretty darn resilient. It wasn't until November that we really saw our fall market drop. They're below last year.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.